Whether you're buying, selling, or renting, the property market right now is anything but straightforward. With global uncertainty spilling into local real estate, who better to cut through the noise than Ian Morrison, the rental man? Ian, great to have you with us.
Hi, Deb. Great to be here. Good morning, everybody.
Ian, from the look of recent reports, there is a bit of uncertainty creeping into the property market. What are your thoughts?
Yes, Deb, there certainly is. While Mr. Trump happily proceeds to burn the house down, chasing his own agenda, financial markets and therefore property investors get hesitant to commit as they plot the best way forward. You just have to look at how the oil price goes up one day, then drops the next, based on the social media ramblings of one old man. Kind of beggars belief, really. But we have seen a dropping in sales results, particularly in Sydney and Melbourne, but it is good to see that Brisbane and Perth maintain fairly good results, probably due to the pricing in those cities.
That is interesting, Ian. What about the rental side of things?
Continues unabated, Deb. People still need a roof over their heads, and whilst rental prices seem to be stabilising, particularly in older housing, inquiry still remains consistent. I have noticed, though, that actual applications do not necessarily follow, so there may be a bit of that same hesitancy to commit to the costs of moving with all the troubles going on around the world and here in Australia with fuel costs and the like coming into play. But speaking of uncertainty, I had an interesting experience recently which highlighted the silly state of play in the property buying market at the minute, Deb.
Oh, yes. Do tell, Ian.
Well, it comes about from the common practice these days of listing agents either saying offer's over or the latest one of price on application. In other words, buyers don't actually know what the seller wants for the property. These are basically marketing practices that agents use to get the listing, the idea being that in this way they will get the maximum price for the property. In reality, that is not always the case, and a lot of buyers tell me that they just want to know the price. Anyway, I'm a bit old-fashioned and still work to market data information. We listed a house a couple of weeks ago in Morrowfield at a fixed price at the top of the market range, which was $745,000 to $780,000. First open home comes around and we got knocked over in the rush. But the strange part was the amount of people who wanted to know what the price guide was or what did the seller expect at contract. Obviously common questions these days. With a house full of people listening, I explained many times that what the owner wanted was the listed price. Simple as that. But the funny part, Deb, we finally went to contract at the listed price with a genuine young couple after a week of trying to deal with others that mucked around with offers over the listed price but delayed when it came time to sign the actual contract, despite my advice at the open home, with people that still thought they needed to play the real estate game that is obviously a common part of it these days. So it would seem that even with full information, buyers remain uncertain how to buy a property at a listed price. Such are the times we endure, mate.
Well, it seems whether it's global markets rattling investors, renters hesitating to commit, or buyers unsure how to simply buy at a listed price, uncertainty really is the order of the day. A big thank you to Ian Morrison, the rental man, for sharing his insights and that brilliant Morrowfield story. As always, Ian brings a refreshing dose of common sense to what can be a confusing market. Until next time, stay informed, stay patient, and remember, sometimes the price really is just the price. You can hear more business and real estate advice on 101.5fm.com.au.